This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Odisha government's flagship initiative, Subhadra Scheme, in Bhubaneswar today. The Subhadra Scheme is the largest women-centric initiative in the state, aimed at supporting over 1 crore women. Eligible beneficiaries between the ages of 21 and 60 will receive 50,000 rupees over a period of 5 years. Beneficiaries will be credited 10,000 rupees annually in 2 equal installments through Aadhaar-linked DBT-enabled bank accounts. During the launch event, Mr. Modi will initiate the first fund transfer to over 10 lakh women beneficiaries. Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation railway projects worth more than 2,800 crore rupees. These railway projects will enhance railway infrastructure in Odisha and improve growth and connectivity in the region. The 8th India Water Week 2024 will begin today in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the event at Bharat Mandapam. During the 4-day event, around 4,000 delegates, including 200 foreign delegates from 40 countries, will participate. Our correspondent reports that more than 100 exhibitors and startups will showcase their ideas in the water sector during the exhibition. All arrangements have been made for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly seats spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. These districts are Anantnag, Pulwama, Shopian, Kulgam, Doda, Ramban and Kishtwar. While 16 constituencies are in Kashmir division, 8 are in Jammu division. Over 23.27 lakh voters, including 5.66 lakh youth, will decide the fate of 219 candidates in the first phase. Election Commission has established 3,276 polling stations across 24 assembly constituencies to ensure smooth and hassle-free polling. An e-auction of gifts received by Prime Minister Narendra Modi will begin today. Union Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat urged people to participate in the e-auction as it will serve a noble purpose, contributing to the Namami Gange Fund. He said this year marks the 6th installment of the auction. It was initially launched in 2019. People can bid for their favorite memento from today. The online auction will continue till the 2nd of October. On the occasion of the birthday of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda will inaugurate a blood donation camp under Seva Pakhwada at the party headquarters in New Delhi today. Mr. Nadda will also inaugurate an exhibition based on the life of the Prime Minister. The second edition of Naval Commanders Conference of 2024 will begin today in New Delhi. The conference is the apex-level biannual event, facilitating deliberations on significant strategic, operational and administrative issues between the naval commanders. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has said that the state government has accepted 3 out of 4 demands of the protesting junior doctors. Addressing the media after meeting the junior doctors at her residence at Kalighat last night, Ms. Banerjee said, in view of their demand, Kolkata Police Commissioner Vineet Goyal will be removed. India will host the 2nd formal meeting of the COP9 Bureau and the 3rd formal meeting of the Fund Approval Committee and the UNESCO International Convention Against Doping in Sport in New Delhi today. As Vice Chairperson of the COP9 Bureau, India has taken the lead in organizing the 2-day high-level gatherings, which will bring together key decision-makers and dignitaries from across the world. New Delhi has strongly deplored the comments made regarding minorities in India by the Supreme Leader of Iran. In a statement, Minister of External Affairs said, these are misinformed and unacceptable. The ministry advised countries commenting on minorities to look at their own record before making any observations about others. In the Asian Champions Trophy 2024, India will face host China in the final at Hulunbuir, China today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. The Indian hockey team will aim to extend their record and win the Asian Champions Trophy for a 5th time when they face host China in the summit clash of the 2024 edition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.